Blog Talk Radio.
Psalms 94, starting at verse 8. Take heed, you sinless ones, senseless ones, and amongst the people, you fools, when will you become wise? Does he who implants the ear not hear? Does he who forms the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches man lack knowledge? The Lord knows the thoughts of man. He knows what they are futile. Blessed is the man you discipline, O Lord, the man you teach from your law. You grant him release from days of troubles,
till a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be found on righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord has given me help, I will soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you, one that brings on misery by its decrees? They band together against the righteous. They condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress. But my God has become the rock in whom I take refuge. Because I know that he will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. That's the Lord our God will destroy them. Vengeance is the Lord. Where is your help? You said, I need a way out. I need a way out. Where is that help? He is that way. He is the only way. Here comes your help. Don't give up yet. Don't lose sight of God. He is your help. Don't lose sight of God. Here comes your help. You know you need a way out. You're feeling all stressed and big, but here's your help. Mothers, I know you're praying and you're wanting that little one to grow inside of you. Don't give up. Don't go out and go to the extra extreme of going and do like the young lady that's getting ready to go to court now. Going in Chicago, finding someone that is pregnant, watching them, and then doing the unspeakable and going and murdering her and trying to take the baby out. Here comes your way out. God has his plans for you. Don't get impatient. Hold on. Don't lose your sight, but you've got to have someone in your vision that you're looking at. You can't be focused on what you're thinking. Lack of knowledge. You've got to be focused on God. I come tonight just as a servant, just like you. I'm just like you. It's just that I have received the calling from our Father. We share that, our Father, to preach the good news. I have received the calling from our Father that when you're down, to lift you up through his word. It's not my word, but through his word, to lift you up, to bring you out of the troubled mind state that you find yourself in. Because those who keep their hope in the Lord, those are the ones who will renew their strength in the Lord. Those are the ones that will soar on wings like eagles. That means over your problems, through your problems, under your problems, around your problems, however he choose to take you to get to soaring methods. When you get to the point that you're soaring, you're doing all right. He said that you will soar on wings like eagles. You are the one who hope find their hopes in the Lord. You will run and you not grow weary. That means as you're running through life, as you're going through, it's going to be all kind of obstacle stone in your way, in your pathway, to block you, tear you down. But he said you will continue to run this race, and not grow weary. Those who hope in the Lord said you would walk and not be faint. You would go through it. You would not be faint. You will watch those kids be successful when the world was telling you by the neighborhood that you're in that there was no way for them to make it out. You will watch yourself make it through that school, even though it may seem like many days and nights that you felt like you was going to give up. You will watch yourself, if you journal yourself, just become who it is that God was saying all from the beginning. Again, stop trying to look for your way out, because God already sees your way out. One more time. Stop trying to look for your way out of this incarceration. God already sees your way out. You're trying to find your way to get comfortable in your depression. Find a way where you can relax in your depression, in your mental state. You can't get comfortable. Yeah, it's hard. And yeah, it hurts. You know why? Because God has a way. He's tugging at your heart, trying to pull you out of that. He said, long enough. Don't you see? I have plans for you. And they're not for you to sit here and mope around this here for the last year or so. It's time for you to start moving forward, sir. That's why you can't get comfortable in that mess. That's why every time you think that you found something, that this is the spot that you can be, this is my drink, this is my lady that's going to carry me through this, I feel so much better now, you're back in that depression again, because he's going to continue to tug at your heart until he gets your attention and you finally hear the good news. You finally hear that there's still some goodness left here, that God has plans for you and he is not going to let you go. Hallelujah. God has plans to actually, he has a double portion. Instead of that disgrace that you're carrying around, ma'am, God has, he is willing and wanting and waiting to put rejoice down in your heart, in your spirit. He said he's going to replace it with joy. And so that you will inherit a double portion down off in your land. And then everlasting joy would be not just yours, but everlasting joy will be your children. Everlasting joy will be all of those that are surrounded around you. Because right now you see the people moving away from you. They're moving away from you. They can only go through the pity party with you for so long, and then they got to go home. They have to get up and go. They take off the pity party hat. They've already acknowledged that, yes, you were wronged. But, you know, I got to move now. I want to smile after a while. I understand that you're enjoying this here, but I want to find some joy. I got to go find me some joy. I have come to remind you, what God has for your future is so much better than what the devil may be dangling in front of your eyes right now today. You have to choose to resist the darkness. You have to choose to resist being depressed one more day, being out there in the world going against your marital vows. One more day, resist it. One day at a time. One day at a time. Choose. Today I'm not going to do this. Today is the day I make a difference. Don't get caught. Don't let the Lord come back and catch you in the midst of your sin. Now, you were sinned against, and now it's a sin for you to dwell and just waddle in that. You need to find a way out. God is that way out. If you're hearing this broadcast today, you're held accountable for the words of God that is coming to your ears right now. Because, see, somebody right now feel it penetrating their heart. And right now, you know the words of God is not the words of Vaughn. You know this is the word of God. And you know that it's speaking to that empty space that's in you right now. You know that it's speaking to that void that's in you right now. You know that what you're getting ready to do, you thought, well, this is just what I do because of what was done to me. But you know that's not right. And you're going to be held accountable. So all of that stuff that the devil is dangling in front of your eyes right now to keep you pacified, to keep you stuck down in that mud where you can't move, you got to choose to resist that darkness. And when you do, then and only then will you be able to walk towards the light. Anytime you're stuck in darkness and you find some light, that light automatically gives you something to lift you up. That light automatically turns your head and puts a little smile in your heart. Even if you can't show it on your face yet, your heart starts to feel something. You start to look forward to something. And only when you walk towards the light, there you'll find the true author, the one who began and wrote out your name, the one who is the true finisher of your life, the one who is signing your name in the book of life, if you accept him as your Lord and Jesus Christ. There you will find your friendship. There you will find that love of your life. There you will find the one who comforts you. There you will find the one who walks with you. There you will find the one who will never leave you. There you will find the one who will never, ever, ever forsake you. And that's when you will get the joy that you're looking for. That author is Jesus Christ. There you will find the joy and the happiness that you are looking for. Look at the talents inside of you that's been wasted right now. Everybody has something and many things. You may be an artist sitting on it. And I guess because that one touches me so personal, it's because I'm really not a drawer at all. And anybody who really knows me really don't want to get me on their team if we're doing any kind of drawing. You're not going to figure out what it is that I'm drawing. I know what it is in my mind. I'm set up, got it up here in my mind. But when I put it on paper, it's just, oh, nobody can get it but me. So it's a lot of you out there that are artists. Just can just sketch things, can just sit and draw and just whatever's in your mind, you can put it to paper. But you're so caught up on what's in your mind. What you see in your mind is not what you see on this beautiful paper when you do this. So you're a little bit like me. What you see in your mind, you can't really put it to paper because it's blocking. Something is blocking. You're so caught up on what happened to you, or what you were accused of, how you were brought up, that you can't move past that. So the enemy just continues to dangle that in front of you, and you go for it. But you're disrespecting yourself. And you got to decide, I don't want to disrespect myself any longer. And when you disrespect yourself, you're also dishonoring your God. That's why, again, you can never lose sight of God. You must thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. Hallelujah. We spoke about last night, of all the things that goes on in your life, don't think that God is not watching you. And your time is tick-tocking down at every second. You have an opportunity to turn your life around. But remember now, remember, this is a gift. Your life is a gift from God. So he is the author and the finisher of your life. But when you start trying to take control of that, that's when everything goes haywire. That's when everything goes out of whack. That's when nothing seems to go your way. That means you can eat, but never get full. You can drink, but not get drunk enough. You can go in promotion up, but you still can't get recognized. You can marry, but still can't settle with the right spouse. Have as many cute babies that you want to, but they all grow up and you can't figure out what to do with them either. Now what? Don't lose sight. You've tried everything else. Why don't you listen to the evangelist right now for a minute? Say, I choose. I'm going to try Jesus Christ as my Lord, as my Savior, as my leader, as the one that I'm going to follow. I choose to walk towards the light. I choose to find out what is his plans for me. I choose to stop looking for my reason in life and let him show me what he already knows. So I'm going to keep my mind on God. I may look at this temptation. I may look at this area the way I've been living. But God, I want to see it different this time. I want to see you in a new light. And when my eyes get focused on your lightness, when I look back in the darkness, it looks different now. It's not as appealing as it was before. And the more that you focus on that light, you will turn around and see, what was I doing? What kept me back there? What kept me sitting back there, dwelling on nothing I could do to change it? Nothing I could do to make myself any better until I walk out of that darkness and become to the light. So you're calling people into the darkness with you, and you're telling them the story, and you're trying to get help, and nothing seems to help because you got to do something, my brother. My sister, you've got to do something. You got to get rid of all that junk around you and decide that you're going to walk out of that crack house right now. You got to get rid of all that junk around you, and you got to walk towards that light. Throw your hands in the air and say, Lord, I surrender. I can't do this without you. It's blowing my mind trying to figure out how I'm going to live like this. I want happiness. I want joy. I don't want to go through life like this. I don't want my kids anymore seeing me like this. I'm responsible for these kids. Show me the way. I stretch my hands to thee. No other help do I know. God, hold me. Mold me and show me right now, Jesus, how to get to you. Bring me closer to you. I want to be out of this darkness. And then once you become clearly, truly out, you'll be able then to reach back in and tell your story without going back into the darkness. You'll be able to identify darkness as it walks down the street towards you. You'll be able to open your mouth and the Lord will speak his word through you and touch the ones in the darkness and lead them out also, without you ever being caught up back in it again. What am I saying in this message? I'm saying that you never have an excuse to hide behind any excuse of life that would cause you to lose sight of God. There is no such excuse. You have not been through such a thing that would keep you, hinder you from breaking your relationship. Nothing should separate you from the love of God. If you use it all, God said he would take all of that stuff that you've been through, all of that stuff that you think has happened, and then a lot of times it's hearsay. But he said, I use it for the good. Now, he's speaking to those who love the Lord, to those who love the Lord. I can throw a party and tell you I have joy, I have peace, I have understanding, I have comfort, and it's all right here. It's free. It's yours. It has your name on it. You can walk away right now with all of those things tagged along with you. But if you choose not to come and you sit at home and think about the fact that I could go to Minister Bond's house and receive joy right now, I could receive that peace that I need right now. I keep moving around with my kids from place to place, state to state. Everybody seems like they're going to welcome us at first, and then it turns all upside down. You said, I could go receive it and just be done with all of this right now. Be done, be done, be done. But it's raining outside. But I don't feel like going to get out there on the public transportation. But I don't feel like getting dressed. But, you can go on and on and on. Those are dangling pieces of darkness that the enemy is waving in your face. And every chance that you hear the good news. He doubles down on you. He doubles down on you. Nobody said this life was going to be easy. No one said that this road was going to be easy. But you got to believe that God is not holding you here just to put you through misery. You're not still here just to be here. You're here because God is not through with you yet. You're here because his love, his mercy, his grace, hallelujah, is still giving you that opportunity to turn all of that around. The gray goose have to go down. When you turn all of that around, he will turn you and wrap you up until you become a new creation in Christ. That's what he wants for you. So the temptations are going to come. People are going to see you who haven't saw you in a long time. They're going to look at you and notice something is different if you don't lose sight of God. So you should right now remember there are going to be areas in your life that you would never allow to be desecrated by sin once you give. Your standards has got to be higher than the world's standards. You got to say, I'm not going to be that anymore. Hallelujah. I can't preach the way that God wants me to preach if I'm deciding that I'm going to put on every day a pity gown. Get up and put on my pity sweater. Let's get up and put on my anger mask. And then open my mouth and let God use me. So no one's listening to you right now. And they're tired of hearing your story, quite frankly. I've got to live right if I want to bring glory to God. I've got to live right if I want to fulfill my destiny through Christ, this life that he's given me. Hallelujah. So again, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy when the tempter is attacking you. But remember, you got to keep your eye on God. You got to look at that situation and then look at God. And you got to decide, I would rather be happy than to sit here in this darkness any longer. And I know, I feel that someone is saying, but minister, you don't understand. So what you're telling me, you want me to go on about my life and live my life and let my accusers and let the ones who did the abusing to me and let the ones who did all these different things to me, let them off of the hook? Just let them go? Do you know right now, my sisters and my brothers, you are letting them off of the hook by staying in pain. They are not required to do anything because they can laugh and see your pain. You are letting them off of the hook every day by seeing you stand in that misery, seeing you trying to talk about it, and no one's wanting to listen to any of that, listen to your story anymore. You keep talking and talking, and he did this to me, and he said this to me. And he jumped on me, and no one believes me. Let it go. Because vengeance is the Lord's. You see, he sees all. So while you're looking at that situation, he already sees it. And he knows that even with David, as we spoke about last night, who had a great heart for the Lord, he had areas in his life that were not of God. But he always come back and repented. And he fell down on his face and said, God, here I am. Forgive me of my sin. He still had to pay for those sins. He just didn't have to pay for them with his life. But there was life taken, and life in his family was taken. So what I'm trying to tell you is that you're not letting anyone off of a hook. You really don't have a hook to put them on until you stay in that mire clay that you're in. Get up and start doing something different. Watch the pain come up on their face. Get up and start living life with a smile. Watch the confusion come around him or her. Get up. up and move on to another relationship. Okay, she left you. Okay, she's going on and she's doing something else. Get up and go on and start living your life. Show her that you love you enough that you can do you. Show your accuser that you love you enough that you can do you, even without them. Hallelujah. You've got to decide that when temptation comes, you're not going to dishonor God. You're not going to disrespect yourself by falling for that. That you can have a higher life. You can show others how to do the same thing too. And if you're struggling, just look at God. Remember what he's done for you. Remember where you were before you knew him. And then ask yourself, do I really want to sin? Do I really want to bring reproach on the gospel? Do I really want to send that message to the world? Do I really want to bring this, pass this down to my kids? Because if I keep worrying and stressing myself out, that breaks my body down. So then what happens after I'm gone? All that my kids have saw is what I've done, the life that I've lived. Do I really want them passing that down to their generations and their generations? Or am I going to be the one, even though it's hard, I keep hearing that it's hard. Am I going to be the one to stand up and say, this hard battle is nothing for my God? Even the hard battle has to bow down and allow me to go forward into the light because of my God. He will take me through. He will bring me through. He's not going to lead me through this battle. And yea, though I walk through that valley, and all these shadows of death is seem to be all around me. Yeah, it's hard, and I'm crying my way through. But weeping may endure for a night. But just remember, the morning's coming. The morning's coming. But in the morning, there's your light. There's your silver lining. Joy comes in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Yea, though I walk through that valley of shadows and all of death, thou art with me. And their rod and their staff, that's where I can receive some comfort. And I believe that he will prepare that table in the presence of mine enemies, as he anoints my head with oil. And then my cup begins to start running over. When I'm anointed, my kids now become anointed. And their kids, my siblings become anointed because they're around me now. Someone is following, looking at me. They're looking at me to show them how to get through this. When I'm anointed, now they become anointed. God's glory is going to shine not just through me, but through them. I will respect God and teach them how to respect God by respecting myself as I go through these different issues of life. Remember what God has done for you. You said, I really don't know what he's done for me, though. I really don't know what he's done for me. You could have been stuck still going through what you went through way back when. You still could have been feeling exactly the way that you was feeling when this first happened to you. He's opened doors for you. You know what your healings are. You know the doors that were slammed in your face, but you looked over here and here was something else just wide open for you. You know that God's been good to you. You know that you couldn't have made it this far without him. Remember what God has done for you. Do you really want to send that message to your family? Do you really want that sin to be staying with you for the rest of your life? You don't know that God gave you this life. You don't know how long that he has for you to live here. Do you want to go the rest of your life feeling the way you do right now? God wants to let his glory shine upon you. And he trusts you with his glory. He trusts you with his glory, with his joy. He trusts you to take that comfort that he's extending to you. He has resolved not to be a loser. You are not the loser that you're claiming to be. And you know I said that I can invite you over to my home and I can have all of the things that will just relieve you and send you on your way. A happy girl. A happy man. Directions of life. And get you going. Get you back on your feet. You have to do something and come to me. Our God, our Father in heaven, does it a little bit different. Our God, our Father in heaven, loves you so much, that right where you're at right now, wherever you're at, he's willing to come to you. He comes to you with your rewards. One day he's going to give you a mighty heavenly reward that will last for eternity. But on this side, he's willing to come to you. He's willing to bring his comfort. He's willing to bring his joy. He's willing to bring and leave it with you. All of the things that you need. But here's the most special part. If I invite you to my home, I can give you all of those things. But eventually you got to leave. Eventually my party is going to end. Eventually, you're going to have to go about your way. Eventually, the gifts that I gave you will be temporal. But good Jesus Christ loves you so much that if when he comes to you, wherever you're at, it doesn't matter, that's what's so good about the Lord. You can be laying out on the street under a cardboard box, or you may even find a cardboard box. Right now, wherever you're at, in your mansion, in the White House, on a battlefield, invite him. And he won't turn your invitation down. Invite him. Send out the invitation, and he will come to you. And the best part of it is, he will never leave you. Whew. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you for not leaving any of us. He won't leave you. See, if you go through so much with us, we will go through so much with you, and then we end up leaving you. We have to go different places. We got to move on. We may check back on you, but we have to leave. But he will never leave you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you send the invitation out, he will come into your heart. He will change your life. He will make you a new creation in his life. And he will live inside of you. He will have his Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you at all times. All you got to do is call on him. Remember that he's there. Call on him and remember, greater than he that is within me than he that is in the world. So now you can start putting together what that means, what we're talking about. It's time, people. It's time right now to remember that he trusts you with his power. He knows that you're capable of holding on to that peace that he gives. He knows that you're capable of, once he's inside of you, of doing things that's going to brighten your life, that's going to brighten your eyes. I just see someone's eyes just lighten up right now that's just been dim for so long. Your price for that sin has been paid. God sent his son, and he died on the cross, and he paid the price for the sins that you're going through, that you've been through. You don't have to carry that heavy weight. You're not built to. It's needless for you trying to carry that around. Oh, what needless pain we bear. You don't have to be in that pain. It's all because you do not carry that pain to God in prayer. So don't think that you're going to feel you're sorry for yourself enough that it's going to get better. You cannot carry that pain. You can't carry the pains of the world. You can't carry the pains of your kids. Needless pain. Needless pain. You can't bear it. You need to take it to the Lord in prayer. Because that's what he tells us to do with it. He says, child, bring it to me and lay it here at the altar. I'll take it for you. Hallelujah. He believes in the power of his son's redemptive blood. Your sins have been paid, but that's not an excuse to continue in sin. If you are a believer, it's time to just take up your cross and follow God. It's time to take up your cross and follow God. If you're ready, let's go ahead and invite him in. If you're ready and you're ready to walk out of your pain, just repeat after me. This is it. This is your time. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me for my sin. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you did die on the cross for me. So now I just want to thank you for loving me enough that you would die on the cross for me. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on that cross. And I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. I receive you. I invite you to come and live inside of me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer, now you need to do one more thing. You need to reach out to somebody and let them know that I just prayed the sinner's prayer. Now what do I do? I want what you said that he has for me. He's inside of me. Now what do I do? I will be more than happy to be your guide. Let's do this thing. God loves you. You have a clean slate with God. All of heaven is cheering you on right now. You say, well, I don't really feel any different. Remember, this is on a godly basis. He has you all. So the joy and the light is just coming into you that you may not even know what's going on right now. But God loves you. Regardless of who else you may find loves you, God loves you more. And Christ is thinking about you right now. He only wants the best for you right now. So God bless you, and we love you.